AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by CB Financial. Craig Barnwell feels the income is the outcome that matters. Call Craig at 620-208-6777 for a free consultation. CB Financial.
Income is the outcome that matters most in retirement. I'm Craig Barnwell with CB Financial, and I've been in retirement and wealth planning for over 25 years. If I doubled your portfolio, that might not change your lifestyle. You'd still be you. However, if I doubled your income, that could make a significant impact on your retirement. So whether you're retired or you want to see how soon that can happen, give us a call to set up a free, no obligation visit. You can reach us at 620-208-6777. That's 620-208-6777. Retire happy. Retire with CB Financial.
KVOE News Time is 8:23. Newsmaker 2 time here this Tuesday, and joining us on the KVOE Sutherland studio line is Jackie Morris, Dynamic Discs Open Tournament Director.
Jackie, good morning.
Hey, Jackie.
Hi, good morning.
How you doing today?
Good, good. How are you?
Doing good.
Well,
thanks for taking some time to join us out of what we know is a busy schedule for you as Tournament Director for this massive event that is going all week long. So what's on tap today specifically, Jackie?
Today, I know that there is a mini disc golf tournament going on at the Bourbon Cowboy. We are doing check-in prep. So tomorrow, all of the players will check in at the Granada Theater downtown. So we'll get ready for that. We just finished up course prep, so all that's good to go. And then we have a team dinner tonight, a course director meeting, and yeah, all that good stuff. Just all the final prep work before we really kick it off tomorrow.
How busy is the Granada going to be tomorrow for player check-in?
Pretty busy. We'll have about 700 players check in tomorrow. So, and I know the amateurs, there's about 550 of them, and they get really excited about the players pack. So you might see a line in the morning going down Commercial Street.
Speaking of those player packs, we didn't get a chance to talk about Doug Bjerkus yesterday, and I was kind of remiss in not bringing that up, because that's usually one of the big things and one of the big draws for the players.
Yes, it is traditionally a surprise. We don't say what's in it until they check in.
So basically what you're telling us, Jackie, is you're not going to tell us.
Nope, I am not. For years, I would just say, oh, I don't even know what's in it, so I can't tell you.
Under penalty of...
Well, she's the tournament director. She's the boss.
Yep.
Lead by example here. So, well, that's good. So, yeah, it's going to be very busy outside of the Granada Theater coming up tomorrow. So, does amateur play begin tomorrow? How's that work, Jackie?
It doesn't. It begins on Thursday, so all tee times start on Thursday.
Okay.
And so Peter Pan Park, Jones Park, and the municipal golf courses, those will be used. But tomorrow is just solely check-in, and we have a player meeting tomorrow evening. The pro panel is tomorrow evening as well at 6 p.m. And then, yeah, so kind of, again, like all of the final pre-prep is tomorrow.
Well, we know that the economic impact from a tournament of this magnitude is substantial here for the Emporia area, and because we already see, have you seen and talked to a lot of players that are already in town, Jackie?
Yes, I was walking around Walmart, and they were like, hey, and I was like, oh my gosh, what's up, what are you doing here? Oh yeah, this giant tournament. Yeah, so I know I've seen a lot of players here, and I've seen a lot of people already in town at the retail store downtown, and you know they're already going to grab a bite to eat at our local restaurants and all that good stuff.
Jackie, I was going to ask you along the lines of, yeah, I guess maybe the economic impact is, I guess maybe the ripple effect that the DDO can have when it comes to disc golfers and potential disc golfers here of all ages here locally, because looking at the schedule here this morning, there are so many different activities. It's not just the tournament itself, but there's so many different, like you mentioned here earlier, what's taking place at Bourbon Cowboy. I know Emporia State's got something coming up here Thursday. Then you have those cool activities that are taking place, like the bonfire and the block party. Mm-hmm. So we're not just getting the community involved, kind of coming in and rubbing shoulders, but this could wind up sparking a lot of disc golf opportunities here for potential players later.
Yes, absolutely. We like to start local too. You know, we want to grow the sport here, and that's why we push so much of Emporia Knows Disc Golf. And just as much, like, I know Casa Ramos and Wagon Wheel, they've got some specials going on just using disc golf products. And something as small as that is them getting into disc golf, even though they may not be playing this week. But yeah, it starts here, and we definitely want to grow it here as well as across the United States. Yeah.
I'm talking with Jackie Morris, who's the tournament director, Dynamic Discs, activities all week long, and the tournament really fires up competitively beginning on Thursday. So let's talk about that. It is game on officially beginning Thursday. Are there still tickets available for spectators for the Emporia Country Club this weekend?
Yes, there are. And they just need to go to eventbrite.com to get those, or they can go to dynamicdiscs.com and dynamicdiscsopen.com and find those tickets there as well.
I know we were talking with Doug and Jeremy yesterday, and they said there were just a limited amount of tickets available for the Jones course for Thursday and Friday. What's the situation out there right now as far as spectators?
For Jones? Is that what you said?
Yes. Yeah.
I believe there are still tickets. I know that they are more limited. I can double check too. But there are still tickets available for Jones Park. And that is, we're debuting the Supreme 18, the new course. So that'll be really exciting. But there are tickets still available there. They are just more limited. So if you want to watch there, you need to get those quickly.
All right. And what are the cost of the tickets?
The Jones Park ticket is $100 just because it is limited. And then the cost of the ticket to watch at Emporia Country Club this weekend is $50.
Jackie, let me ask you here about the volunteer side of things and kind of what you need here for volunteers specifically for the weekend.
For this weekend, we do need some help at Emporia Country Club. We have a lot of spectator zones this year out there. We wanted to kind of divide that up a little bit more and make it more free-flowing for players. But there's a few places where players actually have to go through the spectator zones, and so we need people to help us with those gates. So if you want to come help out, come to the Emporia Country Club, and we will put you to work.
All right, so help out. It's going to be a festive place with the world's best disc golfers letting it fly out at the Emporia Country Club both Saturday and Sunday. And we can watch in town here, Channel 3 ValueNet Fiber, is that right?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay. And let's talk about the big block party. The onslaught of vendors is significant, Jackie.
Yes, it is. We have had more vendors for this event than we have in years past, and that's great to see. And it's also a food truck festival, so there's going to be plenty of food. The whole community is invited, as well as the disc golf community. It's just going to be a great time for everyone.
And a beer garden?
Yes, yeah. And a beer garden provided by Bourbon Cowboy. So, yeah.
Beer garden, ring of fire, vendors all over the place, food trucks parked. It's going to be a blast. And then, you have the bonfire Friday night as well. So lots of different ways for the community to get involved and have a great time.
Yes, that is correct.
All right. If people can find more information about this wonderful event here this week, I know, do you have a place online they can go?
DynamicDiscsOpen.com.
And that will do it. And, of course, this is all just a preview of something coming up at the end of August. And what might that be?
Yes, that would be the PDGA Professional Disc Golf Championship. So we'll have Worlds in the fall.
The Worlds. All right. Well, Jackie, I know you're busy. We appreciate you giving us some time here this morning. And have a great week.
Thank you. Thank you for the opportunity. You guys have a great week as well.
All right.
Hope to
too.
Be at the block party.
Yeah, we'll see you.
Oh, yes.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah, Jackie Morris, Dynamic Disc Tournament Director. There's a lot to direct, Chuck.
Yes. Oh, man. If you're not associated with it, you probably don't realize just how much goes into